There's been a lot of talk about Russians meddling in U.S. elections. The official fake news outlets are focusing on Russian meddling in U.S. elections. The faking heads appear to be working hard at avoiding a more general discussion of meddling. I think we need to have that discussion. So here is my contribution. Aside from the fact that there seems to be little or no public evidence of Russian meddling in U.S. election, aside from the fact that the presumption of innocent until proven guilty seems to apply only to U.S. citizens and not to Russians. Aside from the fact that the Russians have been afforded no opportunity to defend themselves from this meddling charge in a neutral and objective setting, aside from the fact that the Russians apparently could make life a lot more difficult for the citizens of the U.S. if they decided to do that, aside from the fact that the U.S. empire is ridiculously overextended, aside from the fact that the U.S. empire is in no position to do anything meaningful about it if it is proven that the Russians meddled in U.S. elections. Aside from the fact that the U.S. meddled extensively in the internal affairs of the Russians after the fall of the Soviet Union, aside from the fact that the U.S. is today meddling in the internal affairs of the Russian nation using immoral and counterproductive sanctions, aside from all that, the U.S. has no moral high ground to criticize anyone for meddling in elections. Rumor has it that the U.S. has meddled in elections all over the planet for at least decades. Many people think the U.S. government is the biggest and nastiest meddler on planet Earth. There is no meaner and more barbaric form of meddling in other people's lives than military invasion. Can you say Afghanistan, Iraq, Libya, Syria? And then we have the forms of meddling that are not quite as brutal as military invasion, like drone strikes and black ops teams. In view of all that, it's astonishing to me that the official fake news outlets in the U.S. have the nerve to even mention the concept of one country meddling in the affairs of other sovereign states. Most astonishing of all is that the principal charge against the Russians seems to be that they told the truth to the American people. It's hard to get a clear reading of what the charges actually are, but I get the impression it just boils down to the Russians telling the American people the truth that the elites do not want the people to know. When we get to the point where telling the truth is a sin, we're on a slippery slope to social collapse. The social system is an information processing system. If the social system is processing lies, the results will be policies completely disconnected from reality. A government can kill and intimidate large numbers of people, but a government can't kill the truth without killing the society it governs. Truth is more powerful than any social institution. Truth is essential for maintaining trust, and trust is essential for efficient social organization. There are plenty of reasons to disagree with the Donald, but most of those objections also apply to the actions of the Democrats. So, of course, the Democrats endorse the misguided, authoritarian policies of the Donald. And, of course, the Democrats criticize the Donald when he does something honorable and sensible. Most governments will take any opportunity to meddle in the affairs of other governments. That's one big reason why we need to eliminate the concept of coercive government from our planet. We need to just say no to all coercive meddling on planet Earth. Freedom works. Slavery sucks.